Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Mixed today in the grain futures, higher in the corn and beans, and then lower in wheat. Wheat skidded into the close to close about 8 to 10 cents lower. July 15 down 8 at 607.5. If you go back over the last 4 months or so in that July Kansas City contract, the low was about $5.50 set back at the end of September or the 1st of October. And we've been rallying since then. Went just over $7 in the middle of December. And now we've gone back to $6.09. So we're roughly a dollar off the low, about 60 or 70 cents a dollar off the high, 60 or 70 cents off the low. We're back below 50-day moving average, which points us somewhere. Support should be at 6 because that's a good even round number. And then next, somewhere around $5.75 in July, Kansas City. Looking at the March corn chart, we have held that 50-day moving average, which is 394.5. And the fact that the market has maintained its $4 level shows that there could be some support here. And perhaps that report on Monday will be bullish, at least on the technical side. I think that some chart readers would want to buy it going into that report Monday morning.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Soybeans have maintained their range between $10 and $11 since the first part of November. We're at 10.52.5, just slightly above the 50-day moving average. Monday, we'll have the Big Four USDA report. Four different things. The first one, winter wheat seedings, expected 42.564 million acres. Last year, we were 42.4, so just a little bit bigger than last year. The big increase comes from hard red winter wheat, about 600,000 acres more than last year. Corn and bean production, the USDA is expecting a little bit lower for corn on this report, down to 14.349 billion bushels with an average yield of 173. For soybeans, 3.956 billion bushels with an average yield of 47.6. Both of those would be higher than the 2013 numbers. Quarterly stocks for wheat, 1.499 billion. For corn, 11.123, and for beans, 2.59. All of those are higher than where we were last year at this time, which would be bearish in the big picture. And then also on that report, we'll have some South American updates and then some world supply and demands along with the U.S. supply and demand updates.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. Recapping today's markets, February live cattle down $3 at 160.60. April down $3 at 159.42. March feeder cattle down 450 at 212.55. And April down 395 at 212.47. February lean hogs 85 higher at 79.02. And April up 10 at 80.05. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at $6.50, May down 7 at $6.05 1/4. March Chicago wheat down 3 1/4 at $5.63 3/4. March corn 6 higher at $4.01, May up 5 1/2 at $4.08 1/4. March soybeans up 4 at $10.52 1/4, May up 3 3/4 at $10.57 1/2. March cotton 20 higher at $60.76, and May up 23 at $61.35. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.